Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Him know himself, I know him big club. Hey, welcome on the one, so... Yet another episode of Unscripted. I am your host, Kaffee, and of course, we can go into the new season. I'm gonna have some of the people who were long overdue because Rush is another person who should have been here from season one, but you finally made it.
In the place.
Big bad cybersecurity expert, Russell Alexander, aka DJ Rush.
Neo Rush.
Huh?
Neo Rush.
Yeah, oh no. My days, it's out of the Matrix.
I know I go back.
That is it.
You know what it is.
Bro. And he's right. World's greatest grandfather,
yeah.
Rodney Campbell.
Big up yourself, grandson.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Of course. I have to big up, and I respect my elders.
You're better.
So, the first episode dropped. But like how the people in my talk about the episode so far, I mean, respectfully, what I like about Unscripted is the fact that we are able to express our different opinions and nobody no make the next person feel like, you know what I mean? What they must say a foolishness. And I that message to the man, them say, yo, from the intro of the last episode, we said that. And we did exactly that.
Yeah.
And we are going to go through that again today. You know what I mean? So for those who never watched the first episode, never watched the first season, if this is your first time watching, make sure you like, subscribe, follow the page. You know what I mean? Do all of them wonderful things there. But also, stay here with an open mind and expect to hear different opinions. That's exactly what we do. And we will have heated debates, we'll have heated discussions, and sometimes you might, from the viewer's standpoint, they might feel like, you know what I mean? We are probably on the brink of a fight, but best believe, none of we're not going to fight. That not happen.
I wouldn't mind doing it because the amount of time I want to reach across and thump in your face, you know.
But you know, saying about say half a bill, grams.
True, yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Rush.
Where are you?
Sorry. Listen, Neo Rush.
No, I'm a Rush, man. Rush.
Yeah, go on. What's new? What's been happening in your life?
Everything. I mean, you have to go pick a category because everything that I am used to is different now. From, you name it, every aspect, emotional, personal life, business life, family life.
Musical life,
it's all different. Yeah. So you have to get specific because...
Yeah, any particular part that you want to share with the public? I mean,
no, you have to ask because we don't want to pick something.
Because start with music life. Because I think that's where most people that know you from.
True.
What's new in that space then?
Well, the newness of the music space is that there is no music space anymore, in a sense. Meaning that, you know, one time I see Rush at every single event, you know, I'm dead, whatever. You won't see me like that again. But everything is kind of been the way I've been trying to plan it. Meaning that as much as you don't see Rush, Code Red, which is what I've been transitioning my legacy to, which is my bros them, Spec, Trion, Lank and Diamond. Code Red strong. Mm-hmm. Code Red is as strong as ever. We're still the current world champions. You can't go to an event. You ask me, you know, it's a controversial. You ask me, Code Red is the greatest sound system to ever touch Jamaica. Now, everybody going to say, yeah, but
what?
No, for real talk, because everybody going to say, oh, I'm to Stone Love, I'm to Jar. Yes. I respect those sounds to the maximum because they inspire my sound, but at the end of the day, we're the only sound that did everything. Mm-hmm. So you still got to, we're 25 years in a few months, and for 25 years, Quad would never drop. You've never not seen we're at the forefront of everything. Number one clash sound from the start. We start as a war sound. We're going to win 4 fully loaded. No sound ever do that yet in the history. We're the world champion. You will never see a clash event where there's Red Bull come straight across without Code Red on it.
Facts.
Forever. Not from the beginning till now. We're the only sound that win the fully loaded, win the world clash. But still, at the same time, there's no hot party in Jamaica, in the world, that you don't see Code Red.
Facts.
Yeah, right now we're in Dubai. Big up Lankan.
Diamond,
I'm in Dubai. We just come from Europe. We just come from Canada. We just come from Antigua. We just come from. So you won't see Rush, but you're going to see Code Red. Long story short.
That's marketing 101. It don't matter who else out there. I are the boss. Done. Yeah. You pay respect to, yeah, man, and, big up
and,
other
and
people.
None of them never got radio to. So what we do, we got radio, we dominate radio, we're still on the radio, Rush and Spectre. We dominate Clash, we dominate Juggling, we produce Big Song,
Remix.
No Cream to My Face, them song that we produce it, me mixing engineered, all and the remix thing, so.
But Rush, before we take a curve, everybody used to see you.
Right.
I figure that now you've achieved all you need to achieve. There's no need to be seen.
Or let's just say that there's no need to be seen in that light anymore. Mm. Because a lot of people I find in life, they repeat the same day of them life from one point on for the rest of them life.
In perpetuity.
Yeah, you hit a little point in your late 20s or your 30s, and then till you die, that is your identity. And then you become a storyteller. Yo, one time, you know. And I don't see my limits, so I don't feel like I want to repeat the rest of my life with the same day. Is it me? So I do all of that, but I feel like Jah give me more than just that. So now I'm going to do this, which is now cyber.
I appreciate
same
that.
Book, same book, chapter.
Yeah,
same book. Not a career-wise, family-wise, guys. I'm going to book you up a couple times in a different spaces, you know.
Right.
Family-wise, you want to talk about that too? Because I think that's for me, that's something that's me.
Well, you know, there's a point in your life, you know, when you realize that you're a big man. You see me? Like one point, you know, you're a youth, and then you grow up and grow up. And there's a point when you realize you're a big man. And when you become a big man, you get to know, sir, your priority in life, your main priority, you're almost like your only priority, are your kids. And me do anything for my kids, nothing will come close. Mm-hmm. You see me? I say, so, you know, everything is a secondary thing. So even when we talk about the career thing, it's like people say, boy, you know, if you are switch out, out of music, that means say you never love it. Or you talk about cybersecurity because I make more money, that means say you never love it. Yeah, but me love my youth them more. You see me? I'm more I know, say, my youth them not have to suffer the way them father suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Because me no office, me no struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You see me? It's not a man ask people for things, you know. So even if I have negative $20,000 in my bank account, mm-hmm. you never know.
That's it.
Come and go out the same way and I say, yeah, man, rush up, rare. But my wallet. You see me? I say, but my youth, they're not supposed to go through that. And me come and see certain advantages that my parents did leave for me, certain little things, so that me never have to start from zero
mm-hmm.
and then put me up on a level. And I go take that, put it up on another level and give my youth them. So when it come on to family, that is my focus right now, to make sure some of you are good.
Well said, my bro.
Well said.
So, what do you have to talk about that topic? And I think it fit in. Yeah, well, I think it will eventually fit in and everything will come full circle when we go deeper into the conversation. So, the topic this week is, your ego will make you broke.
Will make you?
Broke. And for anybody who has watched this show before, they would know that when we say broke, it's never a financial position only. Broke as in you might be broken spiritually, mentally, any other alley. You know what I mean? It will literally put you in a bad space. Your relationships will go to not. You know what I mean? Everything will go south if you don't have a right balance between ego. Because you need the ego, you know. Don't take it for your ego is why you get up and say, you know what? My youth them. Now I go suffer a certain way. You know what I mean? That is you understanding, say, yo, you have a way that you can impact them future and you're going to work at that. But at the same time, if you allow your ego to run wild, it will also put you in a space where you will start to damage yourself and damage your relationships and those around you. So, the topic of the ego will make you broke is really one of transformation in my eyes. Especially with Rush being here, I think you probably have a story of transformation. Not probably. You have a story of transformation.
It's fair to say that Rush have a story of ego too, you know. Because Rush walk in our business with some whole heap of people who everybody think they arrive at the gate already, you know. Somewhere been at the gate and deserve to be at the gate. Some jump all fence and they're the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, he entered radio in a transition time for radio as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, whether you like it or not, you know, you'd have definitely put on the armor of ego, you know, and make them know, say, look here, we not just walk coming at this, so or so. And in many ways, I suspect it has helped him. I can't say in a real way it has worked against him because I don't know where Rush had in business today. But I know one thing. Many of the people who turn around and probably do.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Good business with him today. Would have said to him, you know, sir, one time gone, me did think, sir. And it's a difference between what that game face is and that profile is and that confidence. And what source of hype is.
The question is for you. What would you say is the most ego-driven phase of your life?
Yeah, well, I mean, so I agree a lot with what Rodney just said, isn't it? But a lot of people judge you without knowing you. Mm-hmm. Some of my close friends, them said, them used to hate me when they used to see me because I was always that dude. Before it was music, I was a car racer, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to talk about drag race out of Hope Road and drag race up a Manor Park. How you make them put the little median in a Manor Park, you know, because we are drag racer, you know, barn gallies. So you have a whole heap of girl, eyes pan you, everybody are pray you. People are going to hate you. Mm-hmm. That's sort of thing there. Now, in terms of ego, answering your question, what is the most ego-driven phase? I don't think I've ever had an ego. Because what is ego? To me, ego is just being confident in your abilities. So I've never had an ego that I thought was bigger than my actual abilities.
True.
Me know what I can do. And me not, if my score, you know, when I play a video game and you put points into your character, yeah. If me know me there, 37 strength, me not try to pretend like me at 39. Me not take on the enemy where me know me can't kill.
Right.
Me know me at 37 and my 37 sword can't chop off him head. And I've always operated at the level of what I know I can do. Now the thing about it is, people want to say it's an ego because them can't do what me do. So yeah, now because you can't do it, don't grudge me because I can't do it.
And don't put your limitations for the next man.
For the next man. So I've never thought I've had an ego bigger than my actual talent. And I want to tell you, I would rather say that I'm humble. Because what the world going to get from Rush? You not see it. We know what me there for doing. And it's not theoretical, you know. Everybody have this inner worth that your mommy and your dad, you when you grow up, you know. Especially if you're a girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a princess, you know. Yeah. And some of the still raise my daughter, them, you know. You see me? Yeah, I'm a princess and you're the specialist. Yeah. When you're a youth growing up now, hey boy, get up, man, I want you. You get a more rougher raising. Mm-hmm. But everybody get this like inner worth. I'm not talking about inner worth. I'm talking about what I know. I have a path and a plan, just like I had in music, that I have in cyber now. And the world don't see nothing yet. Nothing yet. So I'd rather say I'm humble.
I can roll with it. So we reach the cyber conversation. What exactly, because I mean, now is probably a perfect opportunity to plug the business. What exactly is your area expertise? What kind of services you offer? And what prompted the move? And why cyber?
Whole heap of question you're asking at once still. So let me big up Lignum Security first. And big up to Trevor Forrest. So Trevor Forrest is a...
Big up Trevor.
Yeah. Real.
Yeah, man. Help many.
Yeah, man. He's a brethren I know a long time in a music. In a music. I'm just talked to Master Lee today and he was talking about how he spent his birthday vice and conscience for Trevor. So you know the thing, go. So anyway, Bridget Mano, a long time, I decided to get into cybersecurity. I'm going to tell you why after. And it was cybersecurity move has a lot to do with Zip, by the way. The same reason I went on Zip is the same reason I went on cybersecurity. But basically, when I decided to go into cybersecurity, if anybody has ever caught me on the radio, my whole show was about getting people to think. So me play some song to get your attention and brap, and I'm going to go in at a half hour, I'm going to say something, and whether you agree or you disagree, you're going to stop and say, John, what did you say a while ago? And you, even if you disagree, you're going to say, boy, it's kind of hard for us to refute everything what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I used to do that, and I used to always play a lot of motivating clips. You know, I always, every half hour, try to play something for lift people. And when I went into the cyber world, I was very vocal about what I was doing. Basically, I come to tell the people and say, yo, listen, I changed my life and I want you to follow me and look what me I do. From the beginning, you know, I never just wait till it done, you know, and jump up and say, yo, I'm going to do this. Because that would be a highlight reel.
So at this point, you're not even doing the courses yet?
I'm not doing nothing yet. It was a concept.
You're pre the transition and you say, yo, this is how I'm going
to
do.
Exactly. And then I said, all right, more people, and I keep on saying to people to walk with me along the journey. So because of that, now one and two people pop up now and say, yo, see what you're doing, and them I watch and them I laugh, cause you know, Russia the cybersecurity. I joke this. Mm. And then, you know, but not in a disrespectful way. More like
let's watch and see.
That's cool. That's nice, you know.
Let's
cool.
Watch and see.
Right. So obviously I'm gonna reach out to Trevor as a bridging. And then yeah, one or two other men now will make me know certain people. I say, yo, some man were working at the bank, big up Braggy, make me know him like a cyber bridge in there, man, ting. And everybody just followed me along the journey. And then when I started getting certifications and more, them say, yeah, brother, you're serious. Because as it is right now, I don't know anybody in Jamaica or the Caribbean that has a combination of certifications that I have. Nobody. I have every top thing, period. Beyond qualified, and then the time frame I did it in was unheard of. Me never seen nobody in the world get the 14 cyber certifications that I got in 14 months. Man take 14 years and can't pass one.
So, you say you just did them in 14 months?
14 months. I just go to boom and I just lock in, come off of the radio, stop tech show, I tell every promoter, you know that ain't gone away. My calendar empty. But me not take no show because every time I start take show, I start pre-remix and oh man, I go bust the dance and my mind shift from which part I want it.
It's different levels.
Yeah. So I have a piece of food put on, I know I can't pay school fee. No, I can't put gas in and I can't eat some food. I'm gonna say, yo, Ja, work with me. I'm gonna go so boom. The question is, why you know did I go into cybersecurity? And there's a whole heap of logical reasons, money and rare, and that is very prominent, pronounced. It was a real reason why I picked that quote that way there. But the reason why I decided to change my life was because, 2007, Code Red around the world. Code Red book out. Me a fly every single week. Literally, me a fly every week, all over the world, Africa, everywhere. And meet a girl. Love her. Love that girl. To this day, I still most me ever fall for a girl.
Yes.
So me love her straight through and it mash up. So me mash up in 2008. And I was so shell that the business I was running in Ligani, I give it to my brother. I'm fly out for clear my brain, come on, my frass. Mash up, depressed. And it was a motivational speech that my mother said to me, say, yo, I carry go Florida, we have this motivation account. I don't know what that is. And she carried me. I said, yo, man, but I can't do that right now. I don't just sit on my cousin couch. Frass.
Zombie.
Lose all weight, bear things. And I fly to Florida for this motivational conference. And the words when the man say in at the conference, it's like the man take me off of the ground and put me back on my feet. You know? I'm going to say, boom, man. I just feel that energy from words, which is why if you ever catch my radio show, I play motivational clips. Les Brown, Steve Jobs, whoever. Because I don't know if a man I listen radio in the same position that I was. That frost flat. And maybe something where me play upon the radio, make him jump up and say, yo, ready for the world again, you know.
Fine about myself.
Fine about myself.
Yeah,
so me to feel it was important for me to try help people, not just bust dance, not just play music on the radio. Make man say, bad, yo, Russia, bad, book me from your show. Man, I talk bad against my fellow DJ. And my mother said, for me personally, I felt a calling to say, yo.
A personal mission, where you feel like.
Personal
you,
mission, because if I never that, my water still there in a one, lick a hole in a one corner. Frazzle. So, boom, now, that motivation that was given to me January 2009 was the conference in Florida, Orlando, Florida. I'm going to come back to Jamaica, I'm going to link Master Lee right after that. I'm going to say, yo. Ready for the world in the dog. I'm say, yeah. I'm say, yeah, man. So we say, yo, I got tech on production. So I go up on the radio. So when the little junker artist them see my phone call, them no hang up on me. See? So me, I go up on Zip. I want to go up on Hot 102. I'm say, yeah. So that's where Master Lee go 102. And me apply to Zip and boom, I get the job. Fast forward now, 2022. History repeats. Me get frazzle again. Girl, I'm love, big time love, straight through. Now I go around it. Relationship mashup, I'm a head chip. But I had a roadmap that yes. I looked on what happened the last time I had the chip. And me look on it like this. I feel like when Oprah said it, Oprah said, first, God will talk to you. Whisper first, then talk. And if you don't listen to what he talk, you take a brick and lick in your head. And I take it like, God, I said, yot. I never thought I put you on earth for though. But you change your direction. I'm going to change. Well, I'm a good dog. I'm a girl. And
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Life good and good. Whoop! I would have never changed my direction if I never get that lick. And once I get the lick now, I just instantly say, okay, I get it. What you want me to do? And I see him, me and I mash up in September, by October, I say, all right, I'm done. What I need for though? I'm going to start think. And I went and got my personal trainer certification. Because I say, yo, I'm going to teach people over the age of 35 how to maintain them fitness because I'm good at that. And then I went and I studied and got my personal trainer certification and finished that in January. And I stopped and I said, you know, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. Whatever I'm pick now, for the next 15, 20 years, I don't want to switch again, you know. Give Ray a 15, 20, I want to give this. And I say, no, this is not the best of me. So I think, and pick cyber. Because I have a degree in computer science. So I say, yeah, I'm going to go back for that degree. Then. See what I go on. I'm going to take two courses. I'm going to like it. I'm going to say, yes, I eat this. I'm going to like this. I'm gonna just...
You know, I think we call full circle revision. And full circle revision is you getting to a point in your life where you absolutely love something and you get deep into it. That you left way on at one part and you don't seem to appreciate why you went there in the first place. Because for you to get a degree in something and believe that you're using it, and you go way up outside, you know, and you come right back to it and say, yeah, man, this me love. You probably compensate all this time with things you love, but not as much. Music is a love that will carry you far from anything else, you know. If you love music enough, I have a brother who's a medical doctor. Well, he's a consultant now. And I suspect that he qualified to be a consultant very early in his life and start by equipment. And he's always wanted to own a sound and have a studio. And him go on. No, him probably go the man have to call him for some serious work and him go in. Yeah, make a shitload of money. Once him walk into the theater and him walk back out, but
that's not where the passion is.
That's a work.
No, and where is your work and your passion? Is your passion?
Well, I think we can have several passions.
And two things can be true.
I want to tell you the strangest thing though, you know, for me, you know. And this is another thing that people don't understand with me. I've never loved being a DJ. It's always felt like work. Never have
music
a show.
You love in a rush.
I always love remixing.
Yeah, I think you love music, but you never love being a DJ. DJ work is hard.
So it's because, well, you probably wouldn't know this, but Rush used to print. Between you and Master Lee, used to print and burn my first set of promo CDs and, you know what I mean? So, knowing them the way I do, I think Rush loves the creative aspect of music.
Right.
So, from as far back as I know him, he always a remix something, or I try to turn that song, make that song fit on the rhythm, or create a rhythm for a song.
Yeah, man.
But to turn around and be the person who will play 10 o'clock tonight till 3 o'clock in the morning, the next day, worse, play a party tonight, go radio tomorrow.
And then play a party again the night again.
I think a lot of people see, that's why, but no disrespect to your colleague them, who are many ways my colleague them, three quarter of them are rubbish.
Facts.
Because in truth and in fact, they love getting the gigs. I mean, paid to do the gigs. But them not understand this, the base and the foundation of what it takes. Mm-hmm. I think after Rush done create a remix, you know, it's nice to create them and send them out, and make other people go take them on.
No,
but
I would
see the beginning.
No,
it's rough to do that work and be the one for bust it.
No, man. Yeah. This is some of my greatest experiences in my life. Has been being a DJ on stage.
Yeah.
But I know for
example... When your boss are remixing, you know.
No, I'm a career worker.
Chilling, you know.
There was a point when between 2002, when me and Blade start touch road.
Yeah.
You see me? When Code Red start, go hardcore. Till about 2007, when me never come second in a dance. Me come first, second, third, and then everybody I try to find fourth. We flatten dancing, you know, so I love it still, you know. But looking towards the dance always felt different than, for example, Mataran. I can never, ever see Mataran doing anything else but what he does. Him is just the man. First of all, Tony Mataran is the greatest selector of all time. Legend. Everything we have wanted to do as a DJ, him do already. You see what I mean? And kick open so much door for we. So big up Mataran. But it's like, Me can't see him do nothing else. I can't imagine, say, every day he get up and even if a man not pay him the money, he won't go out tonight and them have a dance down there and pick up the talker phone and go bust a dance. Yeah. I feel him think that. I've seen him do things. I can't imagine how he thought of it. Mm. For example, when Brock out with him just forward, I don't know if you remember when Mataran did up the thing was say, Tony Mataran. Tony Mataran.
Tony Mataran.
Yeah, and he must say, go and DJ something like, big up all the people, but who in the dance? Tony Mataran. I'm going to say, how him come up with that? It's natural to him. I could not sit here and say, okay, tonight another dance, yeah. I'm going to plan for the dance, and then I'm going to run a rhythm, and then I'm going to say, why rush? Why rush? It just don't come natural to me if you do that. Mm. He is natural for that. And that's kind of what I mean. It's like, I love music. I love remixing. There's moments on stage I love being a DJ, but I've never felt that urge to say, yo, I'll let me not do nothing tonight. I'm going to find somewhere for a DJ.
And you've never thought of being a DJ for the rest of your life?
No, I did. That's how you
and decide that that's the course you're going to chart. So to this day, you just sit down and say, yeah, I mean, I'm not around, you know, the two people.
No, man, I did at the time. Like, at the time, I definitely
no,
did.
No, because you start young. And you start young in a business where I think if you had started probably one time gone, you probably would have been depressed with the business because most of people play music them time, you know. It don't matter if you get paid, you know, bro. You play and everybody good and you have to know the fundamental. It's almost like you go to school, go study music. When you get up in a curve now where music become, being DJs become super cutthroat, competitive, and everybody, no matter how much work you do, me get up tomorrow morning with two laptop and me say, me download coffee playlist. And all me know is BPM, me match together, me expect for God to go start up in the same space. Now you realize, I guess, what you have a different kind of energy. So it's good that you've still been able to find different things, DJ, you know, cyber.
For the rest of my life.
I'm not surprised if me end up and discover, say, cyber, Adam.
Believe me, for the rest of Rush, yeah. Cyber him there. We know that.
And I'm not sure about that. When we start DJ as a little kid in the 90s.
But this is ego though.
When we start DJ as a little kid in the 90s, it was all about DJing, as in, me used to see Delano. You see me? Enough thing to study,
you got Delano.
Yeah, man, because when Delano was a superhero. As a selector,
yeah.
You see me? When I was nobody, and me just start by two record, Delano a superhero. And I think a lot of people could emulate a lot of things what Delano do. This young generation miss certain key things that I happen to luckily grow up and see. Because I see DJs nowadays go party in some old shoes and some old pants and some old thing. But I grew up seeing DJs.
Putting on a show.
No, not even just put on a show. You are a star.
You're dressed for the occasion.
Remember, you know, if you went, when you see Bounty walk in a party, you know, people say, yo, Bounty, there, you know, dog. But when Delano used to walk in a one show, our Firelinks, our Mataran, our Squingy, our Rory,
Squingy,
our Ricky Chupa,
yeah.
People say, yo, Ricky Chupa, fad, you know. You see me? That me see, you know, when me start playing dancing, you know, some of you are my thing, you know, I walk in, more at least the girl them say, boom, bad, Rush Rich, you know, big man, that, you know. So, I grew up, I love it, you know,
yeah.
Because I became what I wanted to become, you see me? I said, I became that, the man. And all the, I want to tell you a lot, 90% of the young generation now have come to me individually at one point in time and say, hey, you make me want to be a DJ, you know, Rush. As a little youth in a one party, I see you walking, and I see the girl in my head, and I see you bust the place, and everybody, I said, bro, you make me want to do
that,
this.
Is that good? Ego, yeah, is that good? Your ego boost, you know.
And your transition, now, you transform, and now you reach cybersecurity, near Rush.
And I can't say I'm going to do that for the rest of my life. Because I was to think about the real, I can, you know, do it for the rest of my life. But if I was to be honest about what I think my honest calling is either one or two things. It is to teach and to politics.
So that's exactly why I'm there about Neo-Russian evolution, because I pay attention and I've been seeing some things in certain spaces, and I say, something is going on in me. I don't know exactly what it is, but I'd love for you to tell me. So for the next 2-3 minutes, we'll have a lot of time, but give me 2-3 minutes, a breakdown of what you foresee the next 5 years to be, especially as it relates to Project 2030, which I don't know nothing about it, but I hear you talk about it and I'd love to learn.
All right, for the next couple of years, for me as Rush, quick and fast, I promote my company. The first thing I'm doing, as I said, my calling, a lot of it is teaching, so I'm going to be teaching a lot of people, trying to help them come into cybersecurity with Wirush, whether Jamaican, whether overseas, especially my Caribbean people. Because everything I'm seeing in the industry is Asian. Big up the Indians, big up the South Koreans, big up the Japanese, because they dominate the cyber market, and I want that to be the Caribbean market. I don't want us to be the court jesters in the court. Because Jamaica right now, we're the entertainment. Mm-hmm. We are the sports, we are the entertainers, we are the music people. And that's cool. But I know everybody if you do that. Everybody is not Usain Bolt and everybody is not Baby Shark. So miss, I want us. That is a natural born talent, but anybody can grow and learn cybersecurity. That's the first thing. And then we're moving on to other things like whatever.
Potential politics.
Yeah. No. So, all right. So in terms of politics, the reason why I've been running from politics is because politics is too dirty and too much nepotism in politics. I mean, I ain't had a game there. If it was a talent-driven business, I'd do it. But me not spend 10 years itch up on nobody and yes, my general, till me get a chance, no and no. And it's too dirty for me. So I'm allowed that. But in terms of Agenda 2030, no. Agenda 2030 is not a conspiracy. It's nothing where you can say, oh, Rush, you make up that dog, you watch too much. No. It's on their website. There is a group of people called the World Economic Forum that exists to this day. It is not anything magical. Mm. They talk about a variety of issues. They're unelected officials. And how them run the world. Them with whoever is behind the scenes behind them. The policy that they put out, which was pre-COVID, in I believe 2019, was their Agenda 2030. It was on their website, it was on their Instagram page, it was on their Twitter. One of the key things that represent the entire policy is that you will own nothing and be happy. And not making that up, it was on them site. Now, who is you? The whole away. Yeah. That is not them.
The wider population.
It's not like we will own nothing and be happy, you know. And that man them say, you will own nothing and be happy. Mm-hmm. Now, they have laid out their objective and a set of things that are going to get them to where you own nothing and be happy. For example, you will rent, you will have a 15-minute city, meaning everything you need. It's going to sound convenient, you know. Mm-hmm. It's within 15 minutes, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. But the long story short of it is that it is a way of controlling the population. Now, does the population need controlling? Absolutely. Because I look upon the way the world are going and enough things need to fix. I don't believe in global warming, but I believe in climate change, meaning that when the ocean is polluted and we're doing a lot of terrible things to the world. Plus, there's a mentality that the world needs to do a whole heap of better in a whole heap of ways. So I understand when people say they want to fix the world. But I don't understand, I don't like when somebody say, me better than you. Mm. And you must sit down there and you must be nothing while I run the world because you ain't nobody. Mm. Me not depend on that. So it's something that I think people have forgotten about. And all of these things that happen along the way, some are coincidence, some aren't. And when you look at somebody that run the world, because them people run the world, they're the powers behind governments. And they say, because they have a meeting in Davos every single year in Switzerland, and they have closed door meetings that we're not invited to, and there's no media in there, to tell you, say, this is the policy for the world. Mm. And they control all of the EU. They've controlled all of Canada, they control all of UK and a whole other place. So when you see certain things happen it's not coincidence. It's not just one man come up with an idea coincidentally as the same thing as another man come up with the same idea over
across
there.
Across the world.
But it is orchestrated.
Side. I have a question. You think Broga get invited to these meetings?
No. No. We are way down on the food chain. And just like when Michael Manley tried to speak out against the US government and said, oh, you can't tell me what to do. I'm a friend with Castro. Look what happened. What, you can't. And we don't have no talk for stand up and say, me nah do that. Because if Jamaica ever tried to do that, then let's go right back to 1978 and 1979. Madness. And then, of course, we all know what happened in 1980 elections. And we all know where those guns came from. And we all know where those...
turned upside down.
And who was the reason behind it?
Who were the beneficiaries?
Yeah, who caused it and who were the beneficiaries? So you understand? So Broga don't have much leverage for say, I can go 3 degrees that way there and 3 degrees that way there. But if the man them say, me, I go that way there, then easy them, I go that way there, a little bit or that way there, a little bit. But me, I go that way there. Mm-hmm. Or me, I go mash up the country. We are underneath the foot of America right now. We are America's territory, in a sense.
I wouldn't say that with a lot of the Chinese intervention that we're seeing, because we're seeing more and more, they might flood our country. Right. Their presence is being felt way more. Do you think that that is probably an alternative? Because there's no question that we are allies with the United States right now.
Right.
But I think more and more that relationship has with China has been budding.
Yeah, well, listen, as far as
the space where we can shift and now say this is not our ally.
As far as I can say, is look at it this way. When me used to day out there, and I'm sure both of we, all three of us remember these days, when there was one phone company called Cable and Wireless, mm-hmm. and they were the only people giving you cellular service.
TOJ, before telephone company of Jamaica.
Yeah, but after that, when them go Cable and Wireless, and we go internet.
You know, I was just...
You want to jam Intel?
No, I was just going to give you credit for being old enough, you know. But you never said Jamaica telephone company. Yeah, so you can, you know, when you dial the phone, shikung.
Yeah, my father used to work for a telephone company.
Shikung, yeah, you know.
But end of the day, it's like, I remember the days when we only have one service provider. And look what I go on right now when we have one electric grid service provider. Mm-hmm. Me is a man who know the rules of economics, which is competition benefits the consumer. Mm-hmm. So when me have choice now and I can go, oh, Flow, our Cable and Wireless at the time, or Flow Digital. Well, and you know, when I have choices, that brings the price down because all of a sudden now they have to compete with them one another. Mm-hmm. So Mr. USA over there now and China come in and say, hey, I know USA, I forgot, sweeten the deal nice, you know, so for Jamaica and Jamaican people and Jamaican economy. I don't have a problem with that. It's not like me, I say, I'm not one of those people that say, hey, China evil. Mm. For what? Why they evil?
Competition.
Why? And why is Russia evil? And why is...
Every economy needs competition. If you don't have... Well, in a market-driven economy, you must have competition.
Right. So, let me tell you about something. I mean, say no competition. There's a thing called shipping and logistics. And there's a company I want to talk about named SSN Shipping. Bro, if you are watching this podcast, we're going to drop a QR code on the screen. Follow the QR code. Go to the website. When you sign up, put in SSN Ship 20 after your surname. So when you're signing up, you put your first name, you put your surname. After you put your surname, you put SSN Ship 20, and that will give you 20% discount on your shipping. Now, here why SSN is special. SSN has 3 locations. So they have Kingston, Portmore, Orchardus. So it's not like some of them places we have to go through this long line and bag of traffic. They also do delivery. You get what I'm saying? And they have, I think, 3 flights per week into Jamaica. So if you buy something today and they deliver tomorrow, best believe it'll reach you by the day after that, because that's how many flights the man them have coming into Jamaica. So we got SSN Shipping, very first sponsor.
The proceeding was brought to you.
I will give you a 20% discount if you use our code SSN Ship 20. Out of time, Rush. Neo Rush, thank you so much for finally joining us, my brother. What you have going on, new? Anything you want to spill out, share with the people?
Just keep it locked to my Instagram page, so we talk about everything. And also keep it locked to Lignum Security Instagram page. And when you think cybersecurity, believe me, you're going to start thinking only Lignum, because But we're really here to try to do something for Jamaica and, you know, elevate Jamaica in many ways, from a cyber perspective and also from a mental perspective. So keep it locked away, you know? Yeah.
You heard it here first. Until next week, people, this has been Unscripted. Thank you for joining us. Please make sure to like and subscribe. I realize we have a whole heap of people have viewed the things, but the subscriber number is not growing exponentially to match the views. So if you're watching and you don't subscribe yet, it take nothing. Just keep the subscribe button. Just follow. Share it with your friends. Make them watch it if you found it entertaining or educational. You don't know until next week. We've been Unscripted.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.